This is Ted Kennedy. A new national report card says we're failing to meet our education goals. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, at the Education Summit 2 years ago, President Bush and the nation's governors agreed on 6 key goals. Children starting school ready to learn, fewer high school dropouts, competence in basic subjects, excellence in math and science, adult literacy, and drug-free schools. The other day, we got our first report card from the Bush administration's panel created to assess our progress. They didn't find much progress, and they left out the biggest reason why. This administration isn't willing to do what it takes to help children start school ready to learn. We know what works, Al. Head Start. For 25 years, it's been taking young children and preparing them for school, yet it still serves only 28% of eligible children because you and the Bush administration deny it the funds it needs. If you're against Head Start, Al, you're not really for the education goals.
Of course I support Head Start, Ted, but let's get real. Head Start is to only help kids from poor and disadvantaged neighborhoods. What about the 45 million other kids in school who are falling through the cracks in our tepid education system? Ted, I've seen a lot of government reports in my time that gloss over the facts. But with his report card, it's very clear that President Bush has created an atmosphere of honesty and stark reality which has inspired educators to speak the truth, even if it's not pretty. Ted, you get a great big F for faulty logic. You can't solve problems until you face them, something this report card surely has done. You miss the whole point. It gives us a foundation to build on. You going to help us or just yap and chuck bricks on our heads from the sidelines? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for Congress to give President Bush funding to reduce infant mortality. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.